Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my hands up
in the air. We are in the middle of talking about Destiny after a long weekend. We play a game called The Hat of Destiny. It has a bunch of activities scrunched up on pieces of paper. We read out the activities we draw out. If you've done one of the activities either of us draw, you get on the phone 13 10 60, become the caller of Destiny. Whoever's activity you've done over the long weekend will get a point.
Yep.
First to five gets to give the other one a dare. Very, very simple, very straightforward.
Very easy.
But a lot of moving pieces to this game. Now, let's take a little bit of a recap on what we drew out this week. I drew out the activity of, have you won some money?
Did you win some money? The activity I drew out was, did you post on Instagram? Very simple. You could do it right now if you wanted to, but actually, no, that's too late.
Rachel from Cherrybombra is the caller of Destiny this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You're not too bad, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Now, obviously, I'm hoping you had a great weekend. Now, did you get up to anything that interesting?
Look, I posted on Instagram.
Oh, God, there we go. Oh, my goodness. And now we know the answer to that one. Posted on Instagram. There
Rachel,
we go.
What did you post?
So I follow like a bunch of the massive cheerleading teams in America.
Yeah.
And I posted one of the teams I like, I want to be on in a few years' time.
Oh, wow. And so what's the process for that? Do they get like in touch with you after you post that? Do they sort of give you a like?
Did
and
you
then
tag
a,
them?
A dialogue starts? How does it work?
Yeah, I actually have like a few of the people that are on those teams follow me and like the photos as well.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's very
Rachel.
Good. So you're essentially, by posting on Instagram, taking a step forward in your career.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
You're cheering for a cheerleading team on Instagram. That's very good.
I think we've reached the critical peak of analogies.
This is fantastic, Rachel. Well, congratulations, because you're not just posting on Instagram. You're posting on Instagram for a reason, and that actually deserves another round of applause this
well
morning.
Done. Well done.
Thank you.
No problems, Rachel.
Can't believe it.
That is the end of the Hat of Destiny for another week. So
let
me change
the scores
now.
All right, the scores are to you, Josh, 1 point. And also to me now, 1 point.
Wow, the suspense is killing.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Ned, do you ever see hypocrisy happen that's so delicious you could nearly take a spoon to it?
Mm.
Like a creme brulee, just crack through and...
Yeah.
Oh, delicious hypocrisy.
Much like a creme brulee, it is a sometimes food.
Yeah.
But anytime I am able to enjoy a bit of a creme brulee...
Of hypocrisy.
I love it. Yeah. Much like hypocrisy.
Beautiful, because I got to witness that. Probably a metre away from it actually
really?
Happening over
wow.
the week. And it was great. There was a lady who was, I'm going to say, probably about 70.
Okay.
And she was sitting on the table across from me at a cafe over the weekend, quite loudly, talking on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hear her entire conversation. As I said, she was on the next table talking loudly on her phone, much like my nana would talk on the phone, doesn't understand the microphone's very sensitive. It will pick up even the quietest whispers.
Of course.
You don't have to yell.
No.
But she was yelling about, I'm guessing, either her daughter or her grandchild's lack of manners.
Okay.
She was ranting about a lack of... Oh, you know why that is. It's because she doesn't have any manners. Blah, 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 blah.
Very good.
I've heard my nana say similar things about me. So I was sitting there listening going, I know what's happening right here.
Well, if you're saying that this lady's around 70 years ago, it was all about the manners.
All like, about the manners.
You had to be very courteous. Everyone was very courteous to everyone else.
Manners make the world go round, is what my nan used to say. So she's ranting about this whoever's lack of manners.
Mm.
So not only is she yelling into a phone in a crowded cafe, which is already pretty rude, she was on the table with someone else. So she was ignoring them to take this phone call to blast a younger relative about their lack of manners. And I was looking, just eating, and I think actually because it was breakfast, I was having pancakes, and I was like, oh, this is making this more delicious.
Yeah, yeah. You're eating up the hypocrisy. Yep. Did anyone call her on it? Because that's the best kind. It's the best kind when someone absolutely calls them out because, like, at that moment in time, she is blissfully unaware that she's doing anything wrong.
Yes.
And then the second that someone goes, hey, you're being very loud, and other people are here, and she realizes she's being rude, it's like your whole world crumbles in on you. You don't know what's real anymore. Everything, your whole world's turned on its head.
Honestly, the pancakes tasted brilliant, but I'll have to go back to this cafe and see if it was the pancakes or just the delicious hypocrisy.
Just might wait until someone's being a hypocrite.
I'll go back next time and be like, no, these are a bit bland. It was the hypocrisy that made this so delicious.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And this morning, taking calls on 13 10 60 about moments in your life that really pointed out you're getting a bit older.
Exactly. My dad over the weekend, he said he was scared. He got a haircut, and while he was there, the barber offered to shave, like trim back his eyebrows.
Mm.
And he said that was for a moment for him. He's like, cool, I'm old now.
Yep. Well, whereas I got my first offer to have that done from a hairdresser at like 22.
Mm.
So like I've just got unkempt eyebrows.
Yeah. You could style them, mate. Cara Delevingne's made a career out of it.
Mm.
You did like a weird blue steel kind of face just then that only I got to see. I take back what I said about making a career out of it.
Thank you very much. Stacey is on the line from Gungala. Stacey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, what was your little post in life where you went, you know what, I'm probably getting a bit older now?
When I had to go out to Civic for a friend's 18th and I noticed that the 90s fashion has come back in. And bum bags are still around.
Mm. You know, bum bags are making a horrendous comeback, and I am very much not going to be getting in on that. And I was having a bit of a conversation about this the other day with Stacey, and I was saying that, you know what, I usually take about 3 years to get onto a fashion trend, and by then it's not a trend anymore.
Mm.
But even if 3 solid years happen of people getting into bum bags, and I mean cool people, I still will not do it. I will not do it.
Who will be the person that has to wear it for you to go, okay?
There is no... Yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm honestly trying to give you an answer. There is no one.
Not Jared Leto, not Kanye. No one like that that could wear a bum bag and you'd go, well, actually, maybe.
Honestly, it's going to be a weird answer, but maybe the Pope. Because at that point, I'd be like, well, it's not a fashion statement anymore. Yeah. It's just a thing everyone is doing. Well, so I probably should do it. Because everybody is doing it. Not that I'm influenced by him. I'm just saying. But if fashion has gone far enough that he's doing it, I'd be like, well, you know what? I'm just being stubborn now. Because literally everyone is wearing a button back. That's the point.
Would it go over the robes or underneath them?
I don't know. But the point I'm making is it would have to get that bizarre before I would consider it acceptable to wear a bum bag. Jaron is on the line right now from Ford. Mate, what do you think? What was the moment in your life where you went, you know what, I'm old now?
Well, this kind of goes to your old man as well, Ned. It's very similar.
Mm.
I've been going to the same barber for plenty of years. And one day she just goes, you know what, Jaron, I think it's about time you give up on this haircut and you shave your head. Your receding hairline's too much now.
Mate. Did that actually... No. Well, I mean, when...
I knew I'd sue my hairdresser if she said that to me.
I'd be sitting there going, defamation. Dare you?
Yeah, I'd say...
Yeah, but now I've got a shaved head, so...
You're liking it or are you cold?
Yeah, no, it's freezing, but right.
It's freezing.
I just had to put up with it.
Just buy some beanies.
It's freezing.
When your hairdresser's like, you got too much of a receding hairline.
Yeah, look, that's you've been killed with kindness there. It was a decision that had to be made, and at least it was made in a good way.
I'd say, if she said that to me, I'd say, I see what we're going to do right now. You're going to sweep up all this hair on the floor and you're going to glue it onto my head. Make me a toupee now.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, Uber has been a revolutionary thing for quite some time because after Uber, there came Lyft and then a lot of other ones like that.
Mm.
And so I have very much enjoyed Uber for a long time and they do keep updating stuff to make it easier for people to use and stuff like that. But they're about to come up with a new update where they're going to use a bit of AI, artificial intelligence, to help the drivers. It's not so much for the passengers as it is for the drivers. What it's going to do is it's going to, through a number of techniques, determine how drunk you are when the Uber comes and picks you up. And I think it lets the Uber driver know, hey, this guy might be a bit under the weather, just so they can get ready to go like, oh, cool, so this person's probably not going to be great at giving me directions, or this person's going to potentially need me to pull over, anything like that. It just gives the driver a bit of a heads up. The way that they are saying that they're going to figure it out is by stuff like how you're holding your phone, how many times you check the app when the driver's coming, how fast you're walking, like if you're walking to your destination or anything like that. It also checks how long it took you from opening the app to like actually getting the driver.
Yeah.
All of these things are stuff that I do poorly. So I feel like Uber drivers are not going to come and pick me up anymore because they're all going to think I'm drunk. Because
oh, so you do these things sober?
I do these things sober. Every time I order a taxi, an Uber, I look at it 1,000 times. I close the app. I do other stuff, and then I keep looking at the app. I keep doing that. I also walk very, very slowly, or not at all. I also constantly, it takes me ages to find the address to find out where I'm going when I first book it. And also, I don't know how you hold your phone when you've had a few too many. Yeah. I don't know what that would be like.
Okay, so let me just boil this down. You're saying you're not a fan of this feature because it's going to incorrectly prepare the driver for you to be drunk.
Well, when they said they listed all the things that it's going to detect to make sure to figure out whether or not you're drunk, I do all that stuff sober.
Right.
So I'm not going to be able to get lifts anymore because everyone's going to be like, God, this guy's off his head.
It's interesting that fully sober, you function as well as somebody else drunk. Mm. I think that's pretty funny. But also, what you're not looking at is the positive here, because this is actually a really big positive for you. They're going to be expecting a drunk person, and then when you rock up perfectly sober, they're actually going to be stoked, because it'll be like, no annoying conversation, he was great with the directions, all that sort of stuff. Your points will go up.
Maybe they just think I'm very highly functioning.
Yeah, maybe that's what they'll do. They'll just go, you know what, this guy, even if he was a little tipsy, obviously can't hold his phone properly, but
five stars.
Yeah, five stars.
I need that. You're right. This is great.
This is great for you. It's going to put your stars right back up there, mate.
Lower the bar for myself and then smash through it.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Done. Fantastic.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Very big news, obviously, coming out of Singapore later this morning. 11 a.m. our time is when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is going to be sitting down with the American president, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, and look, honestly, this is probably one of the most important conversations that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, very, very, very true.
Tensions are very high between these two as well.
One of the biggest news events of the year. First question I'd have if I was Kim Jong-un, I'd be like, little rocket man, eh?
Mm.
Let's go back to back and measure which one of us is taller right now. And if Kim Jong-un is anything less than a foot and a half shorter than Donald Trump, I'd be like, stop with the little stuff, all right, mate? Stop with that.
Don't get me wrong, I love Elton John. Great.
Stop with the nickname. Stop with the nickname. Concept,
but I don't want to be called Little Rocket Man.
The interesting thing here is that it's going to, apparently with the rundown of what we've seen is going to happen today, there will be a portion where the two of them are in a room by themselves. And that's going to be very, very, very interesting to hear the feedback from what goes on in there.
Yeah.
Will we ever hear the feedback from what goes on in there? Wouldn't you kill to be a fly on the wall in that situation?
Of course.
I did say before that they won't be the two most powerful people in the room when that happens.
Mm.
And you sort of said with confusion, well, what do you mean?
Obviously, who else is in there?
One of them is the President of the United States. How are they not the most powerful people in that room? They're going to be in that room by themselves with a translator each.
Right, so Kim Jong-un's going to have a translator.
For English?
Yeah, and Donald Trump's going to have a translator for Korean.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so what are you talking about?
The two most powerful people in that room are the translators.
Mm.
They can make up whatever they want.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, shrouded in mystery, obviously, is North Korea, so maybe Kim Jong-un can actually speak English.
No one knows.
So no one, I mean, maybe he can, who knows?
Yeah.
Donald Trump definitely can't speak Korean.
Yeah.
And I don't know that for sure, but Donald Trump definitely cannot speak Korean.
If he could speak Korean, you'd know about it by now.
He cannot speak Korean.
Yep.
And I don't even know that for sure, but he cannot speak Korean. So the point I'm trying to make here is the translators can kind of say whatever they want.
Yeah. They really, really can. That absolutely just hit me. That's very scary.
Donald Trump can be like, what did he say? And the translator can be like, well, he just generally made fun of the amount of foundation you're clearly wearing, the amount of bronzer you wear every day. He's making fun of you. And just cause chaos.
Mm.
Like, they could cause a war, these translators. Like, it is a terrifying amount of responsibility that these two people will have.
Yeah. I do also like, I mean, they're going to be sitting in the room together, so Kim Jong-un could say, "Hi, how are you going?" And Donald Trump would go to his translator. What did he just say? And he went, "He said that you are not 6'3", you're actually 6 foot, like you've been lying to everyone." And then seeing Donald Trump's face go to angry, Kim Jong-un would go, "What's happening here?"
In the middle of a bunch of Korean, just hear Trudeau very clearly. Go, what do you say about Justin Trudeau?
What's he say?
He's more handsome than me.
I know that, but he doesn't need to say it.
I heard Trudeau. I clearly heard the word Trudeau. Oh, I'm very, very excited about this. The one thing that will be bad if those translators go rogue, though, is if it turns out Kim Jong-un can speak English.
He's like, "That's not what I said.
That's absolutely not what I said." I said Trudeau is absolutely more handsome.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And we are doing a brand new segment that we are calling
License Revoked.
We will convene a panel right now, hear your stories about some terrible things you've seen out on the roads in Canberra, and we'll decide as a group whether or not somebody should have their
license revoked.
Yes, there we
You're
go.
You're slow to the mark on that one, mate.
You've got out to dry on
you
purpose.
You have got to hurry up the pace.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, so we who are we chatting to first?
We've got Helen from Googon on the line.
Hello, Helen. How are you?
Thank you.
Oh, fantastic
Very
to hear.
Good, Helen.
Now, what is the driving offence that you are seeing constantly on the roads in Canberra?
I can't stand it when people park in a child's space when they clearly don't have any children with them, especially when it's an older couple. And they just take up the spot.
Helen, so are you talking about the pram one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because Josh and I have had many a word on this show we think it's okay.
Have you heard us speak on the show about this before, Helen?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
Well, Helen,
can I ask you a quick question? This is my only question. If it's, say, 9 p.m. at night, and there are six of these parents with prams parks in a row, and I park in the fifth empty one and there are five in front of me, is that still unacceptable?
No, I mean, there's nobody else needing the spot.
Like,
it's quiet. It's more when you turn up at a busy shopping centre and
I'll tell you what. Helen, you've just said that you've said the key word there, so busy. Busy. So when it's a
if
busy
If you take the last one.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yep, I'm all for
Already?
This. Yep. License revoked. There you go, Helen. Thank you very much for giving us the call this morning. Katrina is on the line from Spence. How are you, Katrina?
Good, how are you?
Yeah,
very
not too
good,
bad.
Thank you.
Now, what is your offence out on the roads that you are seeing?
Now, I've seen a lot of people do it, but my sister's the worst. She does her makeup, not only at the lights, but while she's driving.
License revoked!
Actually, Katrina, would you like to get in on this as well? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
License revoked! Oh, yeah, there's a bit of a delay there.
Don't worry about it. That was great, Katrina. Honestly, you should be commended for your bravery for ratting out your sister, because that's not on. You can't do that.
Listening too.
If texting on your phone is dangerous while you're driving, how is doing your makeup safe? That's no good.
There's no way. Also, I can't imagine that looks great either.
Like, have you ever seen the male equivalent of this, Katrina, where someone's got like an electric shaver and they're shaving in their car?
I actually did the other day.
There you go.
Coming through the traffic lights and an old man was dry shaving.
License revoked! That is ridiculous.
That makes you're covered in your own stubble then. That's gross.
Not if you're Justin Bieber like me, where you don't really get that much stubble.
You just do a little quick one. If you're blessed with stubble.
All right. Thank you so much for our first joint license revoked with a caller as well. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Look, that is obviously maybe not a every week segment, but
this crime's going on out there.
We can check in sporadically with when people around Canberra need their
license revoked.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.